Hey, good morning. Welcome back here at DNOC 8 this year on the second day. I will be your session chair for this first session. My name is Florian Streibelt. And if somebody is currently connected to our presentation laptop via screen sharing, please disconnect so we can select the next slide set after this talk. I'm happy to announce or present to you Christoph Dietzel. He's working for D6 and also a PhD student at TU Berlin. And he will present today his work on a PCAP BGP parser. Stage is yours.
Thank you. Thanks for the intro, Florian. So, as you mentioned already, my duty is to work at DKIX and to take care of different R&D jobs, so developing new stuff, performing analysis, and on the same time, I'm doing my PhD, which goes very nice and very well together. I also have to mention like sort of the second author, so actually the heavy work for writing the code for this tool I'm going to present in a minute has been done by my colleague Tobias, so thanks Tobias. Let's start off with the route server. So internet exchange points, they exist, they are a part of our ecosystem, and one important facility they have, one important environment or machine is the route server. So I guess most of you are aware, or if not all of you are aware of route servers, and route servers gained a bit of importance over the past, let's say, decade, and they process a significant amount of information for the IXP. I know that there are a lot of also bilateral peerings, but still, like the most peerings at the IXP, especially at DKIX, are multilateral peerings which really rely on the route server. So there's a lot of BGP communication going on, and those information are very crucial for an IXP. Sometimes I want to know things about, like, why things break, why something doesn't work, or why there's a new peak. Did someone announce more routes and generated more traffic, or is it that this was just for another reason? So actually, this environment is very important for an IXP. Like, the main reasons why someone would ask me to perform an analysis would either be that a customer needs debugging assistance, so something broke, something does not really work anymore, and they just come back to us and asking, okay, could you please look into your logs or whatsoever and tell me what's going on? Another reason is we want to perform historic analysis, such as I mentioned earlier, new routes or other new prefix from specific customers, stuff like that. Or there are the not so nice things, such as route hijacks. We talked about that yesterday, and therefore we can also use our tool. And this is sort of like the three main reasons why we need a tool to perform a BGP analysis at an IXP. So our setup differs not too much from a common setup at an IXP. So we actually run BERT as a route server instance. And BERT also comes saying first, like, BERT is a very great tool and works very well for what it was designed. It's a very good software router and it's very stable. But it also comes with limitations. So for instance, we are not really able to perform long-term BGP information export. So what I would like to see is to just start an MRT dump and export it continuously, like over time, without a specified end, so that I have sort of a stream of information or data. And I want to have a filter. Like, when I do the MRT dump, I want to apply a certain filter so that I don't get like all the data, but just a subset of it. And also, what's missing in such data is there are a lot of customers sending something into the route server. But what I see if I perform an MRT dump is that I only get the results after the best path selection. But sometimes, especially for debugging reasons, I'm also interested in, okay, what actually got into the route server. And also, one thing I could do is to work directly with a BERT daemon, with a CLI, and get the information out there. But actually, I'm looking for something to automate things, to not do it like live and at a given time, but maybe I want to perform an analysis on old data. So what is the solution which is already there? It's very simple, TCP dump and T-Shark. Very well-known tools, and most of you probably use those. But working with those is a bit complex and cumbersome. So TCP, for its own, works very well. It's very easy. So just perform a TCP dump at the route server interface, and you have basically all the data there. Maybe not in the desired structure here, but therefore you can use T-Shark. T-Shark is the command line version of Wireshark, and it's works quite okay to perform analysis, but I'm gonna have a slide in a minute where I present like the difference from the tool that we built and T-Shark. And actually, my issue with T-Shark was that it is not specifically designed for BGP, so you may not have access to all the fields and filters you actually want to have. So if you want to have like next hop filter, that might just not work with T-Shark since it's not implemented. That's our tool. It's called a PKBGP parser, the short PBGPP. And we developed it in Python 2.7 or Python 3.x. So it works with either version. And it's open source. It's on GitHub. Just check out the DKIX GitHub page and you will find it. And we also, after some feedback, we got it right, built a pip package, so it's very easy to install if you want to play around with it. And actually, it's quite outdated, so we still maintain it, and we'll continue to maintain it. So actually, it's not 2.3, we are at 2.4. My colleague just pushed a bug fix this morning. And it's under Apache 2.0 license, so you can reuse it in however you desire. So here is some examples. So we actually have a PCAP file here that we want to process with T-Shark. We want to apply a filter on the BGP type of the message, and then we want to have some filters, like filtering the output, like output filters. And compare it to our tool, like taking the same file, defining a line put line base output, and having those fields. So it's a nicer, easier, cleaner way to really write your T-Shark commands, because I personally had the issue. I had to do some analysis, and this was a very dynamic analysis. So I actually wrote a script to write T-Shark commands to be a bit more efficient. And at some point, it was just too much, and we started off and writing our own tool, the PBGPP. So what we can see on the lower part of the slide is actually the output. So here we get a lot of line breaks, and actually we have here the community and community value. So that we actually need to always match like the position. And now imagine you have like thousands of lines of it. And even if you want to process it with another script further on, then you still have some issues, because if a field is not available in the message, then there's going to be a space. And so the formatting is like quite broken for automated analysis. And we just have it here for the sake of readability with line breaks here, but actually you get it all in one line, separated by a tab. And so we have here the all the communities, for instance. And then you get a very nice and clean line-based output, which you could process with other tools, or you could just read it and do your analysis. So let me quickly walk you through the features that our tool provides. So first of all, it's the input. Input feature is here to read PCAP files. So input could be a PCAP file. That's very easy, and that's what I showed in the example before. Also, we can read from standard in, which is nice if you have like such a tool chain and want to send like the stream from one script to another. And it's also possible to do live reading from the interface. So actually, you don't really need to do the TCP dump before. You can also run it just by specifying the interface. And we all designed it in a way so that it is very easy to create a new input as you desire. I mean, like maybe you need some other input, some other data source, and you can always just add it to the tool. So the filtering actually happens in two steps. So first we have the input, as I already mentioned, and then we apply IP, MAC, port, and all everything in source and destination on the input. So that means that we actually, if we're just looking for BGP messages from certain peers, we can here already filter. And if we filter on those layers until IP or like also on port, we don't really have to pass the packet. That makes our tool a bit faster, so we can just discard packets which do not match. And then in the next step, we can apply other filters, other output filters. Therefore, we need to here to pass our packets. One such a filter could be Next Hop or certain communities. Just BGP-specific filters, actually. And here's the list. It's not the full list, but like the most important filtering features that our tool provides. So we can filter like output filter by message type, by prefix, next hop, AS path, or one ASN in the AS path, or like the neighbor AS in the AS path, like all IP MAC combination, as you could imagine. And what also works is to use like the NOT operator. So you could also invert everything and like filter not this IP. So show me all IPs or all BGP packets, but not from this very IP. So also filtering to this or this display filter can be those display filters can be combined. So you can either just use one, or you can use multiple filters. So the trick is, if I, for instance, want to filter for a certain prefix, and or for two prefixes, this is actually an OR connection. So show me all BGP messages either with this IP or with this IP. Also, what you can do, you can add different filter types, and then it's an end connection. The example here is fairly easy. It just says either this prefix or this prefix and this next hop. So here I am going to summarize the output features. So basically, it's a human readable, it's JSON, and it's line based. So human readable is quite nice if you really want to perform a live analysis. If you just go and want to see what went on, it's like nice structured in a nice way so that you can simply read and understand what's going on. And you can, for instance, with the LESS, you can scroll through it and really read it, human readable. The next is not so human readable, it's JSON. So we have all the information according to the RFC 7159 structured, and it's one JSON string per line, means like basically one BGP message per line. So this is very nice format to either store it or process it with your toolchain in a very structured way. And we have line-based, which is very Unix, Linux common, and I personally prefer it if I perform analysis and want to just throw it into another script. So I have a line-based output and have like all the information in just one line, and that's very easy to process with a Linux standard tools. So there's also some community contribution. I introduced this tool actually at the RIPE in Madrid, and since then we got some forks and we got some feedback, and we also added the pip PI package. So very easy to install, very good to use if you would like to. And we also added large communities, or especially someone added large communities. We also did some bug fixing, and we still going to do bug fixing in the future as well. So this is going to be a tool which will be really maintained and not be on GitHub and die. So more to come. If you want to see something that we don't have, a new feature, feel free, edit. We really did a huge effort in commenting the code and having it in a clean way and refactoring it again and trying to find variables that actually make sense. And I hope if you have a need for this tool, or if you use it, that you can always push back what you changed and talk to us if you want to see changes on everything. So we also needed to evaluate the correctness a bit. This is sort of the hard part, because basically we would need to perform a through-hole analysis to really see if it works 100%. But as you know, software is never 100% stable. So we just counted. We really applied simple metrics. So for instance, we digged out my old T-Shark toolchain again and ran it with a certain set of filters and applied the same filters with our tool and just checked if the number is correct. Or we just sort of dumped the JSON or dumped information, and then we went on and just compared the results. But we could just use very small PCAP files, because this is it's a lot of manual work. And what we also did is we used DKIX route server data of several hours and processed it to really make sure that we didn't verify the output at this point, but we made sure that it runs and that there are no errors, so that we at least can pass everything. So as I mentioned earlier, we found a minor bug before that may happen in the future, but we also used this tool for quite a while now and we did some analysis with it, so we are confident that it is actually quite stable and that it's correct what we did here. So it also comes with some limitations. One of the limitation is the packet reordering issue. So we didn't really feel like rebuilding the TCP stack to really throw away packets only when we are sure that we can throw those away. So sometimes we are not able, especially since it's sort of stream processing, we're not able to determine whether a packet is just fragmented and we need to wait for all fragments, or if it's recent actually. So sometimes we're just dropping, if we don't get like the full segment together, we're just dropping it. So that was a quite tricky part. We could also have waited like forever. This works if you process files, of course, just walk through an entire TCP stream, and at the end you will just reorder everything and know whether a packet is missing or not. But if we do the live processing, and that's what we actually desired, then we just cannot wait until forever. So that's why we then at some point move on. And not all features are implemented yet. So there are like minors we actually wanted to add, and we still have to do that. So we also evaluated the performance. You see basically three measurements here in a plot with the durations in seconds and the number of packets going up to 10 million. Packets within the PCAP file. So when we start off, the baseline is basically the blue one. This is the default line. So if you don't apply any filters, just run the tool as it is and perform a JSON or a line-based output, then you have this as a baseline. If you now add a lot of BGP filters, like actually the second step filters, then the performance decreases slightly, but we see it's just a minor decrease, about several seconds only, while processing 10 millions of packets. So this is quite performant. And we see that we even got a lot faster if we apply IP filters. So this is sort of the first stage filters. Then we don't need to pass as many packets as before, and our runtime is much shorter here. And the overall good message is it's a linear growth, so we don't run into any limitations, as we can see from here. So now I'm ready to conclude. Like, it's an open PBGP. P is an open source tool, which is at GitHub and is available as a pip package. And it's under Apache 2.0 license, so feel free to use it, change it, edit somewhere, incorporate it in another tool or whatever you like. And it's also there and comes with a wide range of flexible input and output parameters or filters. So use the strong filtering capabilities can be really used to perform every analysis you could imagine with a 4BGP. And it's nice to integrate within your tool chain. And what I didn't mention earlier is you can even configure the output to directly be directly feeding a Kafka chain, so you can just integrate it in various set of tool chains. And it's fast enough to perform live parsing, at least at DKIX, meaning like right now we are 20 times faster than we need to be to perform all the BGP messages getting into the route server at DKIX. Okay, so thank you, and now I'm happy to take questions.
Ulf Fischer von Accento. Vielen Dank für den Talk. Hast du darüber, sorry, has you thought of building these fields you discovered in the PCAP files into T-Shark?
So that was actually
output filters and stuff so that everybody can use it.
Yeah, that makes sense, and that was actually my first approach. The issue with the T-Shark is basically it's a mess. So, like, for me, it was like I started with it and I looked into it and like how the T-Shark structure is, and like I checked like other contributors, like how they made the way into, like their contribution made the way into T-Shark, and I saw it's like half year long process and cumbersome, and I decided like it's easier to go this way, to have a clean standalone tool which is like better to maintain for me, and it's like all under my control, and was possible to develop it in weeks rather than months or something. So that's actually the reason why we didn't opt for fixing T-Shark things. And T-Shark comes with inherent limitations, such as like that it is a bit cumbersome to perform like all the filtering, like the expressiveness is a bit like more tricky. It's not as straightforward as what we try to build here. Thank you.
Marcus, KPN. Maybe I'm not yet awake, but why did you implement it on the PCAP layer and not in BERT?
Oh yeah,
if you now have MD5 protected BGP sessions, you probably lost.
Yeah, right. So actually, I also talked to the maintainer of the BERT tool, and the reason here is simply I needed it now. So actually, I needed it for my PhD part of my job, and I just needed it for an analysis I had to perform, and I was messing around with T-Shark, and yeah, I couldn't wait for like a year cycle at the BERT development process. So integrating it into BERT like needs to sync with the BERT maintainers, and actually filing a feature request, but they are like overwhelmed with feature requests anyway. So it was just the more convenient, more easy way.
Stefan von Denig. we had a little talk about the tool yesterday ahead this the session, and I pretty liked the results. So it's okay. It's totally fair to have it here. So, but my problem is I'm not able to use PCAP for most of my BGP stuff. So I mentioned the protocol. I don't know if it's the right corner, but it's called OpenBMP. I don't know if some guys know that. Basically, it's some sort of standard that the router exports,
yeah,
the already parsed and all the TCP thing is already done, and puts all the BGP data and puts it in TCP stream, and so you can centrally collect it. So you don't have to create a central route collector or something like this. You get the raw BGP stream from the edge borders, and this project is called OpenBMP. And there's also another cool tool. It's called BGP stream. So
yeah, but BGP stream, the use case is totally different.
Yeah.
So BGP stream you use for risk collectors or route views. So that's actually completely something different.
Yeah. Just to mention, but and, what I was missing in the talk is the that you show which tools are out there and what's the difference. So this is something maybe for the future. So.
Yeah. Thank you. I keep it in mind, but yeah. I try to.
Much appreciated.
Put the T-Shark there, but yeah, there are definitely other choices.
Okay, I think I have not seen any more questions. Then I thank our speaker.
Thank you.